This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Relationship Advice Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Today, we are continuing a series covering the issue of global bullying. Visiting with us today is Dr. Wren, a former public school teacher, current college professor, published author, and educational researcher. She brings to us 20 years of knowledge and insight into the world of education and our topic today, which is bullying. Welcome, Dr. Wren, to eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming out. Certainly an important topic, and looking forward to hearing your perspective on this. So, speaking of which, from a school teacher's perspective, why do you think bullying is not effectively handled in the school systems?
Well, Eric, one of the things is that a school building is a very, very busy place. In a given school day, a principal, a counselor, social worker, vice principal, they can have at least 3 or 4 dozen problems or concerns that they have to deal with, and this is obviously based on the size of the school with the head count and so forth. So something is going to get missed, and unfortunately, bullying is what's typically missed. It's just one of the many problems that they have to address. It gets missed, why, and given all that's been happening with bullying, so many students committing suicide and so forth, why does bullying get missed? Because as a society, we really view bullying as just some sort of common, inconsequential behavior that students exhibit, and we all grow out of it. So it's not as serious as some of the other, it's not taken as seriously as some of the other problems that the administrators have to deal with.
If a student is being bullied, what can the student or parent do to bring attention to the situation?
I would suggest 3 approaches. And the typical approach is to, you know, speak to the counselor or the principal or the teacher to find out more about the situation and, you know, try to come up with solutions. And that's also including talking to your kid and so forth. Another tactic I would suggest is to schedule a meeting with all 3 of them, the teacher, the counselor, and the principal. Bring in your kid as well. Sit down and talk to them and firm up a solution, because now you have decision makers in the room. And everybody knows about it, and these are the people who can affect some sort of change. If the situation still isn't getting better, then I would schedule another group meeting, same members, and then I would also include the parents of the perpetrators and then try to resolve the situation again. You have to be your own soldier. You have to stay on top of it because, again, a school building is a very busy place. And it's very easy for those decision makers, those administrators to actually, you know, unfortunately forget about it.
As an educational researcher, you analyzed the U.S. Department of Education's report on state anti-bullying laws and policies. What did you determine from that report?
Well, there were 6 school district components that the policy components that the U.S. Department of Education thought were what they determined to be best practices in states' anti-bullying laws. Those school district components were defining bullying, investigating and responding to bullying, reporting bullying, keeping written records of bullying, obviously punishing bullying, and mental health referral services for not just the victim but the perpetrator as well. 91% of the states had language in their laws referencing the consequences of bullying. That was the subcomponent or school district component that was most referenced in states' anti-bullying laws. The one that was least referenced, only 28% of the states had language in their laws for mental health services for the victim and or the perpetrator of bullying. 2 states had the strongest language in their laws. Those 2 states were New Jersey and Washington. They used very strong language like required and mandatory. 2 states had the weakest language. Those 2 states were Minnesota and the state of Kansas. Those 2 states didn't have language in their laws which referenced either of the 6 school district components that the U.S. Department of Education identified as best practices.
Today we are with Dr. Wren, a former public school teacher, current college professor, published author, and educational researcher. She brings to us 20 years of knowledge and insight into the world of education and the topic of bullying here on eHealth Radio. Dr. Wren, would you say that with more higher level attention being brought to bullying, that one day bullying can be eradicated in the schools?
I don't think it's ever going to be eradicated because we're talking about personality types. We're talking about human behaviors, and those are two things that are very difficult to change. I do, however, think that the frequency and the intensity of bullying will eventually be reduced and hopefully substantially now that the states have gotten into legislating bullying.
Here's a situation. If I'm walking down the street or I'm passing even by a schoolyard of sorts and I see an act of bullying taking place, and here I'm an adult, and this can apply to anyone out there, what is the wisest bit of action that you would recommend that one take by seeing bullying from afar, maybe a third-party type situation?
Third-party candidate?
Yes.
What is the scenario? Are you at a school and you see this taking place?
I'm walking down the street and I'm seeing it happen. Right in the schoolyard.
Well, Well, if it's happening on school grounds, then it's best to go in there and notify a principal or administrator or something like that. Typically, let's say it is on school grounds, you're usually going to have teachers out there or administrators out there. So your first point of contact will be very close. It's not like you have to walk and schedule an appointment with someone. So you may just have to bring attention to it. Obviously, if you're out in general public and you see something that's going on, and there have been situations in the news where, you know, a bystander at a subway sees an individual being bullied and they step into it and the outcome wasn't very good. So in a situation like that, it would be best to notify law enforcement as opposed to stepping up yourself, because the outcome probably wouldn't be good for you.
Good advice. We've been talking with Dr. Wren, a former public school teacher, current college professor, published author, and educational researcher. She brought to us 20 years of knowledge and insight into the world of education and the topic of bullying here today. The website of reference is Dr. Wren, spelled out, .com. Dr. Wren, thanks so much for being a part of eHealth Radio.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the eHealth Radio Network, and we thank you for listening to this Relationship Advice channel and our series on global bullying. And until next time, enjoy.